Hollywood hammers Trump for floating delaying the election, dictators do this. By David Ng on July 30, 2020. Hollywood celebrities lambasted President Donald Trump after he posted a tweet in which he asked if the November election should be delayed due to the unreliable nature of the vote-by-mail system. Stars including Rob Reiner, Bette Midler, and Michael Moore melted down on Twitter, claiming the president will refuse to leave office and will lie, cheat, try to stop us from voting. President Trump tweeted Thursday that vote-by-mail will lead to the most fraudulent and inaccurate election in U.S. history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely and safely vote? The tweet sent celebrities into paroxysms of rage. Filmmaker Michael Moore predicted that President Trump will refuse to leave the White House and find a way to postpone the election. Ben Stiller suggested that the president focus instead on ending systemic racism and the coronavirus pandemic. Director Rob Reiner tweeted that the president will lie, cheat, try to stop U.S. from voting. He also called the president a sick racist criminal. Oscar-winning actress Patricia Arquette called the president a pussy whose team is trying to destroy our democracy. Actor Alec Baldwin dug deep and came up with this. Bette Midler suggested without evidence that the president posted the tweet in order to distract from the Jeffrey Epstein case. Brian Koppelman, the co-creator of Showtime's Billions, wrote that this is the single scariest thing a president has said in my lifetime. Comedian Chelsea Handler and actor John Leguizamo resurrected the Russia collusion narrative, despite the Mueller investigations having found no evidence of such activity. Actress Alyssa Milano said dictators do this. Pay attention, America. The Wire creator David Simon and actor Don Cheadle took a told-you-so attitude toward the president's tweet. Kristen Johnson accused the president of trying to cancel an election, while Ellen Barkin suggested that President Trump doesn't want anyone to succeed him. Comedian Patton Oswalt simply tweeted, "No, Donald." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.